ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air, a program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians called to a higher level of understanding will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
Good evening. This is Brother Mike of Kingdom Identity Ministries, and I'm glad to be back. As some of you know, I've been in the hospital the past couple months. First of all, I'd like to thank you for your prayers. They do a lot of good. And I'd like to thank Pastor Dave Varley for taking our January broadcast and Pastors Bob Jones and Jim Wickstrom for hosting our February broadcast. Let me give you our information tonight. We're being heard over radio station WWCR 4.840 megahertz, that's transmitter 3, and 5.890 megahertz, that's transmitter 4. And also radio station WBCQ 7.490 megahertz. Both of those stations do have internet links that you can listen to over the internet, or you can go to our website, kingidentity.com, KINGIDENTITY.com. Go to the radio page and you'll see some links there. If you'd like to call in tonight, the toll-free number is 877-924-7722. You can remember that by 877-YAWS-RACE. Our programs often expose the false doctrines of denominational churchianity, yet there are those among us who understand our identity as true Israel and who water down and compromise the Word of God in order to please men rather than God. This will not be the case in tonight's broadcast. My guest is a long-time, no-compromise, two-seedline identity teacher, and I'd like to welcome back to the broadcast Pastor James Wickstrom.
Well, it's nice to be back, Mike, and it's nice to know that you're up on the air again, too. It's nice to be with you. It's been a while. But I can remember back in the mid-1990s, you and I made some broadcasts while you were up on the air and had good success and everything. And I'm just happy and praise Yahweh, Yahweh the Christ Emmanuel, that you're up and you're out of the medical establishment and that you're still in recovery. And a lot of prayers to Yahweh our Father has been lifted up. And it's just nice having you back up on the air where you belong.
Well, thank you. Certainly not only establishment religion, but establishment medicine and establishment everything else are lies that have been taught to us all our lives. And Yahweh's natural way of doing things is the best way.
Well, you know, he's the doctor of heaven and earth. He's the greatest doctor that has ever existed in the third dimension. You know, he says, I give unto you the herbs for the healing of the nations. And he was talking about the nations of Israel.
It's true. Only our people really have nations.
Yes, that's true. But it's really interesting how many men and women, especially I know in the last four decades or more, have turned to alternative study and learning. And health. And I looked at that as the kingdom of Yahweh comes closer with every passing day, Mike, that Father Yahweh is, he's preparing his future doctors for his people in his kingdom.
Yeah, I was surprised in the hospital to find out that many of the nurses do things naturally in their own lives. They don't peddle the drugs and stuff to themselves that they do in the hospital. And I was also able to witness the Israel message to a number of the nurses that had ears to hear and eyes to see.
Yes, that's exactly right. I believe in the medical practices in Europe, in England and that, an herbologist accompanies the doctors to the patients, and the patients get to decide if they want the pharmaceutical prescriptions or if they want to go with the herbalist with the herbal cures. And the patients have that choice. Europe and Germany and everywhere else, they're far advanced in the herbal remedies, Mike, for the healing of the people.
Well, that's great. And it appears that Europe is waking up a little because they're being overrun in Europe by these aliens just like we are in this country. I'm hoping more and more people will wake up, because the only way to view anything is through Yahweh's eyes. That includes the two seed line identity message. And if they aren't viewed in that manner, they simply don't know what's going on.
Yes. And of course, to the listening audience that are wondering about the two seed line message, that takes us back to Genesis 3:15, right?
Yeah.
And the two seed lines, the seed line of the good and the seed line of the evil. And that's what is taking place all over the earth and in the United States, the land of Manasseh, the land of the eagle and the olive branches and the arrows, the same ensign that Manasseh, which was the son of Joseph, claimed as the son that Jacob, Israel, claimed as his own, came out of bondage in Egypt under those banners and under those emblems. And, you know, it's interesting. I know you've been in this for many years, too, many decades, and it's so interesting how the people don't seem to have cognizance in regards to flags and symbols, how they relate in ancient history to our people, the pure white European men, women, and children of the earth and the nations thereof. But it's all great symbolism, Mike, that is just astounding when people get into research it.
Yes, it is. Perhaps you'd like to go into that some tonight.
Well, it's very interesting as we get into the symbols and the colors and the attributes of our people who came out of bondage. And it's interesting that, you know, our people in the parchments or the scriptures, the pure white European men, women, and children and nations fulfill 100% of the prophecies of the 66 books. And it reminds me, like in the book of John, chapter 8, when the Yehudi Shatan, or we call Judaism, or the Jews, of which Jews is a synonymous word. It's a make-believe word. They should be called Esau, Edom, because even in the 1925 Jewish Encyclopedia, volume 5, page, I believe it is 21 therein, they say that modern Jewry is of Esau, Edom. But it's interesting that we can go back into our history and we can prove unequivocally that we were in bondage three times. We were in the Babylonian bondage, we were in the Assyrian bondage, and we were in the Egyptian bondage. And yet when they were speaking to Christ Emmanuel, they stated how they tried to claim to be Abraham's seed, but yet they said they've been in bondage to no man, which proves right there that they weren't the true Hebrews and Israelites, Mike.
Well, you certainly can tell it by their works. If you were some kind of a alien, say a space, outer space, if there is such a thing, an alien, and looked down on the earth, all you'd have to do is observe the works of the different peoples, and you'd know that the ones carrying forth the gospel of the kingdom are Yahweh's people, Israel, the white Anglo-Saxon, Germanic, and kindred peoples, and that everything that's evil is being pushed by these children of Satan, these people that are called Jews today.
Yeah, the dragon's children, the serpent's children, those that were identified so very, very clearly in the book of St. John, chapter 8, verses 31. That told right there who he was speaking to, Yahweh the Christ Emmanuel Messiah, our Father, when it said, and he was speaking to the Jews in John 8:31. And then he really identified them for who they were in John 8:44, verse 44. And then in verse 47, he came right out point blank and said, "Why do you not understand my speech or hear my words? Because you are not of God." I mean, wow, is that powerful?
That's right.
And yet today in Judeo-Christianity, in the Roman Catholic Church Empire, and by the way, all the popes wear the same robes that the Caesars wear. You know, they still wear the same type of robe. It's so very interesting that they're out peddling whatever they're peddling here by saying that the alleged Jews are God's chosen people, and if you say anything bad against the Jews, God will curse you. Well, I'll tell you right now, our Father the Christ, Emmanuel Messiah, he laid it on them in John 8:44. And if anyone could lay that on him like he did, and what is he going to be cursed? Is he going to be cursed because he was speaking directly to them? So it goes to show you all the mistranslations and the massive errors that is out there. You know, our Father said in the end time to the prophets that there'd be a famine in the land, and that famine would be for truth, Mike. And there's a hunger for truth out in the land. I have so many people that have contacted me over the 40-some years that have said, you know, I've listened to a couple of your presentations or your DVDs on YouTube, and my gosh, you've answered questions that I've had for 25, 30 years. You've answered them all with two of your presentations that I could never get answers for from sitting in these churches for 30 to 35 years.
That's right. But you see, when you hear this message, it puts it all together. What's taking place politically, what's taking place religiously from Yahweh's standpoint, and it's the only way you're going to understand what's taking place.
That's right. It's a big crossword puzzle, and once you find out who you are, that you are a true Israelite, that you are a real, a white, pure white European man, woman, child, like you stated, and that we are literally on this earth, we are the flesh of flesh, bone of bone, blood of blood, and spirit of the Almighty Father Yahweh Himself. We are the true covenant people, and we can be called truly 100% God's chosen people.
That's right. Only we can pray, "Our Father who art in heaven."
Yeah, and when you talk about...
they may know Him as Creator, but not Father.
That's right, and the Jews and the rest, when they pray to their father, which is a small f in the book of John, they pray to Satan and hell itself and to their father, because that's what they raise all the time. They raise Cain all over the earth, and of course we know Cain was born of the wicked one, as John stated, I believe, in 1st or 2nd John, that Cain was from the wicked one. And if you check the Center Concordance and follow that, it takes you back, I believe, into Matthew, where it says that Satan had children on this earth. So it's all there. You know, it's all in the manual, the 66 books. And these 66 books, they're not about religion. They're not about politics. All of these laws and statutes and commandments and all of these things that Father Yahweh in these 66 books talked about were to his sons and daughters on how to live on this earth and be prosperous and be safe from any form of evil. This is our manual. All the laws and the covenants and the statutes and the judgments, I mean, they were all given racially. They weren't given religiously. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Oh, I agree 100%. And one very important concept that the churchianity doesn't teach, unfortunately some that understand their identity don't teach, is that you don't change fathers because of belief. You were quoting John 8:44 there a little bit ago, and yet up in John 8:31, just a little bit above it, it says that they were those Jews which believed. They were what you call messianic Jews. Their father is still the devil, as Christ said, whether they believe or don't believe. You can take the Syrophoenician woman who went to Christ for the healing of her daughter, and at first he ignored her, but then he turned and said, it's not meant to give the children's bread to the dogs.
That's
said,
right.
Greater faith have I not seen in Israel, and yet she still remained one of the dog races that was only entitled to the crumbs, not the bread.
She was not allowed to sit at the table, was she?
No. She didn't change. She didn't change because of belief or race. And then you can take the parable of the prodigal son. He was out living with the hogs and the whores and the, you know, drunkenness and whatever. And yet he was still a son. And when he returned to the father and got his thinking straight, he was still a son. He always was a son.
Yep. And you know, that parable is in true definition of our race on this earth. Because they've been mired down in churchianity and Judeo-Christianity. And I call Judeo-Christianity secondhand Catholics because it did spawn off the Roman Catholic Church Empire. They're just secondhand Catholics with their religion and all their foolishness and diversity and tolerance and everything else. And it's just absolutely amazing on that son that went away, as you talked about, and he went out, he went a-whoring and drinking, and I mean, blowing his money and everything, and finally he got down to the worst job that one of us could have. He was swapping the hogs. Because Father Yahweh said, his law says, we're not just not to eat it, lest we die, because he said in Isaiah, I believe it's in chapter 65 and 66, upon his coming he shall destroy everyone who is eating of the swine. But here the boy, that young man was down into the worst thing that one could imagine for us as a people. He was down swapping the pigs. He got taken so far down by Yahweh, finally he said, I've had enough of this. I'm tired of being a smart aleck. I'm going to go home to my father. And to me, that's our race in the earth and how far they've been dragged down into the miscegenation of race mixing, binding themselves with the daughter of Babylon in these end days, eating the terrible foods, drunkenness, lewdness, you name it, our race is in it. But the light's going to come on. The light is coming on, and the people are leaving that, and they're coming back to their father. And I believe that that parable is the return of Yahweh's sons and daughters, the pure white European men, women, and children, the Germanic, Teutonic, Anglo-Saxon, Scandinavian people, returning back to their father, Mike.
That's right. They need to hear. You can see the light come on in their eyes when they hear the truth, the ones that are open to the gospel of the kingdom. It says over in Matthew 24:14, the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world, and it says that then the end shall come, and that's the gospel that we're teaching. And I might write here, both of us are in WWCR, shortwave stations that go around the world. Why don't you give a little information on your broadcast and tell the listeners what time that comes on?
Well, I'm on WWCR at 4.84 megahertz, and there's two computer streamers off that broadcast. I'm on every Sunday evening or early night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, United States of America. And it's my broadcast is entitled Yahweh's Truth Radio, and it's directed only at one people, and that is Father Yahweh's sons and daughters. Because Mike, didn't our Father command us when in Matthew chapter 15, Father Yahweh, the Christ Emmanuel, said, "I come only for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, the man." Who are the true, pure, white, European men, women, and children.
That's right.
And then in Matthew chapter 10, he commanded his disciples, go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, the man, who again are the people we describe. And that's who you and I are sent to. And we're trying to blow the trumpet. We're trying to wake our people up out of their slumber. We're trying to pull them out of the... religious mire that they've been stuck in for such a long time, and the banking mire, and the false educational mire, and the false money mire, and trying to raise them up and take a garden hose and wash them up of all that mire that they've been laying around and walking in. And you know, it's what's really beautiful is that when Father Yahweh says, when you come into the understanding of who He is, as it's written in Jeremiah the prophet, when you come into understanding who you are and who Father Yahweh the Christ Emmanuel is, He's the Almighty Father in a flesh body, the living God, He said, all your past sins are forgiven unto you, and I shall judge you from henceforth. Is that correct?
That's right.
Now and think of the blessings.
Speaking of Jeremiah, both Jeremiah and in Hebrews say that the new covenant, which is what you were just talking about, was made with the children of Israel, the same people as the old covenant. It wasn't these other people that the covenants were made with.
That's right. In the book of Hebrews, which is in what they call the New Testament, it said that with His crucifixion and resurrection, that a new covenant was made. And that new covenant was, I shall put my law into their hearts and into their minds, and they shall obey me. That the law is put back into their hearts and minds, and they will obey Yahweh our Father. Well, meanwhile, Judeo-Christianity, the second-hand Catholics, and the Roman Catholic Church Empire of Rome, of the modern Caesars, and the rest, I'm talking about the Mormons and the Jehovah Witnesses and everything else, okay? And they're the ones that are following after this great whore that sits on many waters, and waters, of course, are the miniums of billions of people on the surface of the earth. But just think of how much He loves His sons and daughters when they come back, when He says, no matter how old the people are, they could be 80 years old, Mike, they could be 45, they could be 38 years old, they could be 18 years old. When you come into the understanding of who you are and who Father Yahweh the Christ is, Emmanuel, all your sins are forgiven. That is really a wonderful Father, and that takes us back to the paragenal Son.
That's right, and that makes us want to love Yahweh and follow His laws, which He said were good for us. And it's not this Catholic hell where they burn forever and ever in some kind of torment.
Yeah, in purgatory.
Yeah.
Our Father, He fulfilled the covenants that He made when He came 5,500 years from the time of Adam, which was approximately there in 5,500 B.C., and He fulfilled that. He said, I shall return in 5.5 days and fulfill the promise to Adam. And upon the crucifixion resurrection of our Father, Yahweh, fulfilling that covenant, our race, this tabernacle dies that we reside in, or this container or tabernacle, we don't go to purgatory or to hell. We go right back to where Father Yahweh who sent us, because it's written so clearly. It says when out of body is in the presence of Yahweh.
That's right. We were sent down here to do a job. The church system, they teach that the end is salvation. Well, if your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life from before the beginning of the world, you've got your salvation. You might not wake up to it till a certain point in your life, but you've got it. And we were sent down here to set things straight and remove ourselves from this Babylonian system.
I was talking to a doctor about 2.5-3 years ago. It's quite a story, not a long story. And I was sitting there, and he was kind of examining me. I had a little infection in my ear, my one ear, and he checked it out right away, and he saw the problem. And he said, well, while you're here, I'm just going to kind of check your lungs and your breathing and your blood pressure. You know how they go through that. And I said, okay. So he was there, and he was writing on a piece of paper, and I was sitting on the table, and he was a nice man, a very nice man. His name was Russell, his first name, but he was a nice man. And he was writing, and he looked around at me, and he says, Jim, I said, yes, doctor. He said, how old are you? And he kind of was writing on his paper. And I said to him, I said, are you talking to my body or are you talking to me? And he turned around and he dropped his pen and his mouth opened up. I said, well, to answer your question, I said, my body is about 71 or 72 years or 72 years old. But I said, I'm older than the foundations of the earth. And he looked at me and he said, hallelujah. Hallelujah, he said. I said, well, you asked the questions, and I gave you the answer. I said, this container, which you call a body, is about 72. But I said, I'm older than the earth, because I was with my Father before the foundations of the earth were created. And it really blew his mind, Mike.
That's right.
But it's
true. Our people need to know that. We have the opportunity, if we'll only take it, I mean, I think it's done according to Yahweh's timing, but he says over in John 14, verses 12 through 14, that the works I shall do, he shall do also, and greater works than these shall he do. Whatsoever ye ask in my name, that will I do. We've got a lot of untapped power out there that's ours because we're sons of Yahweh.
And it says we're just sojourners on this earth, and we're pilgrims. And it also states in Corinthians, it says only those who come from the heavens can return to the heavens. There are the earthly and there are the heavenly. Is that written?
That's true.
And that's us. And we are his sons and daughters of light on this earth. We are the physical manifestation in this third dimension. And again, I repeat, the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Germanic, Scandinavian, Anglo-Saxon peoples of the earth, the pure ones, are the true blood of blood, bone of bone, flesh of flesh, and spirit energy of Yahweh our Father himself on this earth. And that is why he also stated, if it were not for my very elect, I would come and destroy the earth and everything there on it. So you see, there is a great love. There is a great love for our people, you know, for that he loves his sons and daughters. But there is an awakening, and he promised us with this awakening that when the heathen, those not of us, would come in and invade our countries, like a flood, like a water overflowing the banks, coming in as a flood, a standard would be lifted against them. And we have a tremendous invasion of people who are not of us that have come in from Mexico and Guatemala and down through that part of the world. And now we're getting these Muslims coming in, these mongrelized Muslims coming in and invading here. We've been invaded with the blacks. Sweden is totally invaded, inundated. Germany's becoming the same way, and England and Italy, France and Greece, and oh my gosh, all the white nations are being inundated with this invasion that was foreseen by the prophets, and we're told to write about it for us to recognize and see. And isn't it an ironic, Mike, the only nations that are being inundated with an invasion of a mongrel horde are the white nations of the world.
Of course, the Antichrist Jews are the ones that are pushing it. They know if they can mongrelize our race out of existence, that they can control the peoples. And they're always afraid that our people will wake up and do what Ezekiel says, put on the flesh on those dry bones, put on spirit and expose these kikes.
That's right, and the standard that would be raised would be that the truth of Yahweh through Ezekiel, I believe 38, ain't it? 28 or 38, but anyway, said that his spirit would go through that valley of dry bones, which was the whole house of Israel the man. All the nations and the people would be awakened, that a standard would be lifted. That standard is Father Yahweh, the Christ Emmanuel himself, and his truth of who he is and who we are as his sons and daughters. We're not the Gentiles. We're not third or fourth down the rung of a ladder. We're his sons and daughters. We are the ones that the covenants were made with. But because of Judeo-Christianity and the Roman Catholic Church preaching their communistic edict of diversity, okay, and tolerance, and the mongrelization that Satan so much loves to have to destroy any of the sons and daughters of Father Yahweh, all right, that is their goal. Their goal is that. And if we go back to Revelations, therein around chapter 13 or 14, it says Satan declared war against Yahweh and against the remnant of his offspring. Well, people say, well, how come he didn't declare war with all of his offspring? Well, for the simple reason, Satan, through his demonic religion, Judeo-Christianity, the Roman Catholic Church, the Mormon Church, the Jehovah Witnesses, and all the rest of religion, he's already got the majority of our race succumbed in a slumber, thinking that we're just no good, we're just the Gentiles, we're no good for anything. And he's slowly and meticulously, like a rattlesnake, like a boa constrictor, just strangling the life out of our race financially, educationally. And Father Yahweh said it won't continue. Because
that's right.
An alarm is going to go through the land. And that alarm is going through the world right now. And you and I, as we are here tonight, as we talk about this on February 4, 2018, Catholicistic calendar time, okay, we are fulfilling prophecy. Because Father Yahweh said in that day, his name would be spread from across this entire planet. His name would be known. And we are putting his name out constantly tonight. His name is Yahweh. He is our Father. He is Yahweh Messiah. He is the Christ Emmanuel. He is Emmanuel, God with us in the flesh. Gabriel, the archangel, went to Mary, which her real name was Miriam in Hebrew, and it was anglicized to Mary. Gabriel told her, you shall call his name Emmanuel. Well, Emmanuel is God with us. Father Yahweh in a flesh body, right, Mike?
That's right. There's too many that want to just write him off as just another man, but he's Yahweh in the flesh.
He created the heavens, the earth, the trees, the flower, the water, the moisture. He opens up the windows of the heavens to give you ice and dew and rain and snow in its due season. I mean, all the birds that are flying and everything else, it is just absolutely phenomenal, fantastic is what it is. And it is so exciting when you really find out that you are special, that you are literally a living being. Not just that, but you are his real son and daughter on this earth, Mike.
That's right. Over in the second chapter of Hebrews, it tells how he took on the flesh of Israel, and it tells how we took on the flesh of Israel. We pre-existed, and in order to pre-exist, you didn't start here. Both he, as Yahweh God, and we, the children, pre-existed in the heavens. We're children of Yahweh. The other races were created in the earth, but we're sons, daughters.
That's exactly right. And it, you know what's really powerful in the book of Jude and what they call the New Testament? You know, there's only one chapter, okay? But when you go to the last verse in the book of Jude, and it says, this is so very, very powerful as a witness here. It said in verse 25 of Jude, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, so be it. So there is Jude, okay, bringing it out in verse 25, to the only wise God, our Savior. Isn't that powerful, Mike?
That's wonderful. We have a caller from Michigan. Alan, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to address a question to Pastor Richter, please.
Yes, hello, Alan. How are you?
Oh, okay. I was listening to you about a couple of hours ago when you were talking about like a big financial collapse coming, and I was wondering if you have a timeline on that.
Well, a timeline, they're saying it could be running anywhere from 3 months to 6 months. Everything's in motion right now. They're taking all the as much liquidity cash as they can out of the market. The home sales and businesses, it is turning into a disaster in this country. And as I stated 2 hours ago on WWCR, this is what I suggest to the listening audience, as I do to you. There are two YouTubes that I watch. Only two is what I listen to. And one is X-22, the number 22, X-22, and Financial Turmoil Explained. And if you go in and listen to these two different individuals, because I use that as a double witness, and you listen to what they're saying, and how they break it down for the average man and woman to understand how really bad it is and how the mainstream media is totally lying to the people about the condition of this country.
So you're saying that this could all come about in about 3 months or so?
They're stating that the ignition on this could start in approximately 2 to 3 months, the beginning of it, and then it would just continually get worse and everything else. Again, go back to the X-22, go back to Financial Turmoil Explained. They lay the whole thing out, and they do it so everyone understands what's being done. It's kind of scary. It's kind of scary because, see, everyone thinks everything is great. Everything is not great. Everything is terrible. Our debt is so massive. Our debt is so massive that they are trying to create a depression and then blame it on President Trump. They're trying to make President Trump the Lee Harvey Oswald of the coming depression.
Well, you know, I have a neighbor, and I was talking to him, and he's a Democrat, and we were talking about the race thing, and he says the only difference between all the races, between the blacks and the whites, is that the blacks have a dark skin. There's no difference whatsoever. We're all the same.
Oh, is that right? Well, then, if we're all the same, how come they have a different DNA than we do?
I couldn't get anything across to him. I couldn't. He just believes that all the blacks and the whites are all the same. They're like white people with black skins.
He was taught that in his church or wherever he goes. He was taught that. That is total socialistic communism of diversity and false equality is what that's about.
But I couldn't understand how a guy could be so utterly messed up as to believe that crap.
Well, there's a lot of them out there that are like that. Now, like I tried to explain, they've got people believing everything's wonderful, and in Sweden right now, Sweden, over 90% of all business transactions is cashless. They're doing it with debit or credit cards. Now, this is getting worse and worse in this country, and people aren't using cash. They're always pulling out a debit card or credit card, but when this thing starts to crack, They'll just shut them ATM machines off, ATM machines. They'll close the banks. And then what, here's the problem. They're pulling $20 to $30 billion a month out of the streets of liquidity. That liquidity is cash. They're pulling it in and they're creating a cash shortage. So when a financial situation's going to hit, the credit and debit cards aren't going to work. The ATM machines aren't going to work. And there's not going to be much cash out here in society. It's almost a total rerun of the 1929 depression on how they created that. There just wasn't debit and credit cards at that time. There was cash. But see, in the 29 depression, there was a pound of butter you could buy if you had a nickel. I mean, there were things to buy. There was all kinds of stuff to buy, but there was no money.
Yeah, I listen to the radio, and I keep hearing how the economy is improving, and we're doing great, and unemployment is going down.
And the cow jumped over the moon. Okay, and what they're telling you is the mainstream media has lied to this country expressly since Franklin Delano Roosevelt and his communist socialist wife Eleanor, but. If you go in, I'm really hoping and praying you took a pen and paper. I'm praying in the name of Yahweh, our Father, the Christ Emmanuel, that you mark down XX-22 in YouTube, and then go to the other one, Financial Turmoil Explained on YouTube. And this is going to lay everything out for you, and you're going to say, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh! All the pieces will fall together, and how you're being misled and lied to, just like our people have been lied to by organized religion.
You said that was Financial Turmoil what?
Financial Turmoil Explained.
Financial
Turmoil, T-U-R-M-O-I-L, Turmoil Explained. On YouTube. They put out two a day. In fact, I would strongly recommend that you go there as soon as you can and you listen and you watch attentively. They're about 17 minutes to 19 minutes long. They're every day they're bringing an update of the financial crisis that is really taking place in the United States of America. And in Europe, too.
Now,
how do I get on YouTube?
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say I'd like to thank Alan for calling, but we do have another caller waiting, and our time's getting short. So,
okay, let's. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you for your call.
Bye.
We have a caller from South Carolina. You're on the air.
Hello. Yeah, hey, how are you? This is God Pawn One. How are you, Dr. Wickstrom?
I'm doing just fine, God Pawn One. How are you?
I heard the guest or the caller before asking about the financial turmoil. And, I just wanted to clarify that this entire system and the transfer we're going from one system to another is all orchestrated by the Jew. And these YouTube channels that you recommended to these people, I want to make a correction on it. It's X22 Report. And that's on YouTube. You just have to go to your search and do X22 Report.
Okay, thank
you. Okay. Now, David, that's the man who runs the show, he has two YouTube channels. One of them is X22 Spotlight, and the other one is just X22.
Yes.
And, he's very, very precise. Now, he doesn't say Jew, but if you have your identity, and I think he surely knows about it. Wouldn't you, agree with that, Dr. Wichman?
Well,
you've got to know.
And both of these sites really understand the Fed and what they're doing.
That's 100% correct. And they are in charge of the financial system, which is strangling this country. And they have transferred the wealth of our country to Asia, which they're setting up their entire base of operations in China. That's why this month, at the end of this month, the Chinese have a gold-backed future using oil, and they are going to directly replace the petrodollar, which was created by Nixon. And I can assure you, one of the events that I'm looking forward to right now, Dr. Whitmore, or seeing, is the Saudis depegging from the U.S. dollar. When that happens, the event that Nixon had created of going to a petro standard and taking us out of the gold standard, I believe that publicly that will be the announcement of the death of the dollar.
Yes, and in other words, the petrodollar is the worthless Federal Reserve note of the Federal Reserve, a private bank.
That's correct. And the Jew knows that he can't keep that money going anymore, that it has reached its zenith. It is completely dead now, and they're just waiting to bury it. So, you know, I just wanted to get on the call tonight and just let the people know, and I'm sure that both of you gentlemen will agree with me on the parable of the 10 virgins, that we are to be prepared. We are to have food, water, weapons to protect ourselves, and we are to find like-minded people in our communities that we can speak with and create a fortitude. Because
and get other people to watch these YouTube and what's being said, and come out of darkness and understand that everything is not rosy whatsoever out here financially.
That's correct. And the people, I mean, it's very, very simply explained in these YouTube videos. So, it's very easily explained and it's very easy to understand. And I think they do a good job at doing that. So I just wanted to clarify that. And I wanted to thank Kingdom Identity Ministries for having this show. And I want to thank you for having me on so I can just explain that to our kinsmen.
Well,
and Yahweh
you,
bless
John,
both
man.
Of you. And Yahweh bless and keep you both safe and continually protect and guide you always. Yahweh bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your call. We have a few minutes left, and if anybody would like to get a call in right quick, the number is 877-924-7722. That's a toll-free number that you can remember by 877-YAWS-RACE.
You know, Mike, it's really interesting that the money markets in the U.S. is a total disaster. You can't survive on continued debt with massive interest, especially criminal debt, to a private federal bank, I mean a Federal Reserve, which is a private corporation. They're not. Most people think the Federal Reserve is part of the U.S. Treasury, and it's not. It's no different than Fed Express, Federal Ammunition, or whatever else. It has nothing to do with the U.S. Treasury, Mike.
I know. And every one of the Federal Reserve banks and the head of the Federal Reserve, head of the Treasury, as far as that goes, are all Jews. And you know
and
they're
always
not going to do
been.
Anything for our good.
No, it's never anything for the good of the people. It's for the love of money. The root of all evil is the love of money. And this is what they chase all the time. Menachem Begin said at one time, he said, gold and silver is our God. Gold and silver is our God. I have no problem with that. I understand that perfectly because that's the love they have and a lot of Jews, I've heard them say, the United States isn't the land of milk and honey, it's the land of milk and money, because they're milking the system with this corrupt private Federal Reserve Bank. But there is a real nasty situation coming, and it's happening right now, and it's going to continue to happen. And Pastor Mike and I are coming as watchmen on the wall, and we're blowing a trumpet here. We're blowing a trumpet as watchmen on the wall on this Herald of Truth tonight. which is March 4, they're in, and I'm telling you right now, people, you've got to wake up from your slumber in the name of Yahweh. And it's, Mike, it's so important that the people, but number one, wake up to Yahweh and who you are, and then the solution's easy, to bend your knee, confess your sins, turn from your wicked ways, ask forgiveness. Yahweh said, and I shall hear as long as you change from your wicked ways, and I will heal your land. Doesn't he say that, Mike?
That's certainly right.
And that's all our Father asks, to be new wine in a new bottle.
That's true.
So, you know, it's probably catching a lot of people, where we don't mean to broadside them with the news on this financial situation, but it is not good. And Mike, you know yourself, I don't make believe, I don't put out these rumors, I speak as I know to be fact that we are in dire straits, and President Trump is to straighten it up, and he's trying and trying, and the Federal Reserve wants to dump the whole thing on Trump being the problem if once this financial situation happens. He's trying to make Trump out to be, they're trying to make Trump to be the Lee Harvey Oswald, Mike.
Yeah, I've always believed that. They would never drop the economy on one of their own like Obama or Hillary. So they've got Trump and perhaps other members of the Congress to drop this on and blame on everything that they've done it right. I see we have the caller from South Carolina again. You're on the air.
I'm sorry. I had to get back on. They cut off our broadcast, or your broadcast on the internet. So I guess we might have rocked the boat a little bit.
You can listen here with it muted. I can mute you and let you stay on the line. We've got two calls from New York.
I'm getting off. Yeah, well, I'm getting off, yeah, and I appreciate it. Sorry.
You can just listen online here.
Yeah, a caller calling in?
Yeah, we have two callers. We have a caller from Rochester, New York. You're on the air.
Yes, can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Okay, can you tell me if there's any connection? I know there is somehow. Between the mainstream media and the Medes of the Old Testament.
And did you say the Medes?
Yes, and the mainstream media. It's almost the same word.
Oh, mainstream media, and the Persian and the Medes?
Yes, sir.
Oh, the Medes, under King Cyrus, the Persians and the Medes actually were the ones who destroyed Babylon and released our people out of bondage, where our people eventually went west through the Black Sea and the Caucasus into Europe. There is no similarity or anything between the Medes were total Aryan people. The mainstream media is owned by all the bankers and all the people with the money to continually lie, and it's true. It is fake news.
Right, but I'm saying that word media is the same word that's in the Old Testament. I just wonder if there's a connection somehow.
Oh, well, the Mede is spelled M-E-D-E, the Medes. Media is M-E-D-I-A.
Well, there's a place I saw in the dictionary there, in the Bible dictionary, where it said the place was media in the Old Testament, too.
Oh, okay, an area. I understand. Okay. No, there wouldn't be any correlation there at all.
Thank you. Nice talking to you. But we better take this one other call because we're just about out of time. Can only get a couple minutes. Thank you. They have a caller from Sanborn, New York. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm John. Yeah, I was wondering, why do the Democrats and the liberals, you know, suddenly hysterically hate Russia? And, you know, like, they for years, you know, wanted to be friends with Russia. Now they're hysterically hate Russia.
Well, because the Soviet Empire was destroyed. Under the Soviet Empire, you got to realize that Stalin, Trotsky, were Jews. They were Jews, okay? Karl Marx's real name was not Karl Marx. It was Moses Mordechai Levy. Under the Soviet Union of the Bolsheviks, the Soviet Union was totally controlled by the Jews under their Talmudic religion and politics. And they butchered off 60 million people, white Christian Orthodox Russians, and other people in Hungary and everywhere else. And when the wall came down and the Soviet Union dispersed, Vladimir Putin came into being, and they went to the Russian Federation. And they're turning the country back to what they call Eastern Orthodox Christianity. And the big power brokers, the rich Jews and that, they fled from Russia because Putin was throwing them into prison in Siberia and everything. The Jews lost control of the ex-Soviet Union, which is now the Russian Federation.
I'd like to go on further. I'm sure listeners would be interested, but we're just out of time, so we're going to have to end here. And I'd like to thank you, Jim, for being on the air. We'll have to do it again sometime. And I tell people 2 hours before our broadcast to listen to your broadcast on WWCR also.
Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate it. And for the listeners, prayers for Mike, for Pastor Mike, and also help him donate, help finance his program of keeping the truth up on WWCR.
Well, thank you, and you too. Yahweh bless.
Good. Yahweh bless. Good night.
Good night.
We pray that your spiritual ears have received today's message and that you are fed with strong meat relevant to solving the needs of our nation and Christian civilization everywhere. Herald of Truth is sponsored by Kingdom Identity Ministries through the financial support and prayers of listeners like you who love the truth of God's Word and want to see it broadcast throughout the land to awaken His people. If you would like a CD of today's message, tell us the date and station to which you are listening and send a donation to cover our cost plus help with radio time to Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602. We would appreciate donations made by our international listeners to be in U.S. funds. For a free introductory packet of information, including our doctrinal statement of beliefs, plus lists of books and tapes to aid you in your study of biblical truth, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602, USA. Or request this material by calling 870-741-1119. That's 870-741-1119. Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidentity.com. We invite you to listen regularly to Herald of Truth broadcast for more dynamic messages proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom at this same time and station.